Song going on over here, or we're doing a new one.
Last night, I was thinking, and I was like, this world needs some love and care. People need reminders. You know, Shmiras HaLashon plays a very big part in our lives, and it's very hard to be able to not talk bad about a person, but the pasuk of V'ahavta l'recha kamocha says that we have to love our neighbors like ourselves. And I was talking to Avi Friedler last night, and I was like, how can we love our neighbors like ourselves if we may need our neighbors to love ourselves? So it's a mixture of like, we need our neighbors and we also need ourselves and so on. So
we need Reacha. We need the Reacha also, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
It could say just v'ahavta kamocha, just love like you love yourself. No, I need the reyach. I need also the back. I need it back.
So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Read all of that for you.
V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. V'ahavta
What do you love? Can it be something special? Can it be something mental? Ooh. We love one another just like our brother. It's from our father. Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Hashiyana. We love one another just like our brother. It's from our father. Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Hashiyana. Can it be something special? Can it be something mental?
Ve'ahavta
le'reyacha kamaycha zekla gadol b'tayra. What do you love? Can it be something special? Can it be something mental? We love one another just like our brother. It's from our father. Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Hashiyana. We love one another just like our brother. It's from our father. Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Hashiana. What do you love? Can it be something special? Can it be something mental? Oh.
Thank you, Nusana. Thank you. Oh. So holy Erev Tainis Esther, Erev Purim. Like we spoke today a little bit, it's a different way of connecting to Hashem. We come from a different angle. We come from a place of love. Hashem Tzilcha, which means Hashem is our shadow. A shadow copies a person. And it's a lesson for us in relationship, where Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is a time where we do tshuva, where we feel the tahara of the beginning of a new year. So it's like a fresh start, right? It's the kasha, why don't we have Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah? Start off new without any averus. Like, that's a great way to start off. Why do we start off a new year, and then 10 days later, 8 days later, we have Yom Kippur. 10 days later, from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur. Part of that is that's a relationship. Every relationship is not perfect. Even more than that. Not only every relationship is not perfect, that is what a relationship is. A relationship is, by definition, not perfect. A relationship is. I was talking to, I was telling Yehuda Klein, big round, Yehuda Klein. We were just talking a little bit. I was saying he's definitely in the candidates and the someone who, you know, of course, everybody according to their level, but from the powerhouses of the rookies in this yeshiva, who made it look, for me at least, makes it look the opposite of everything I'm going to talk about. Makes it look like it's all smooth sailing and it's all easy. Just ran a marathon, and we know that it's not possible. We know, not that I ever ran a marathon. Could speak to Yaakov Coco as well. The guys who make it look easy on the outside, it looks easy on the outside. That's all. That's all they do. Meaning, I don't know if that sounds negative, but I'm saying they. Rabbeinu is here. Good. We were just talking about this. The Bria Sa'olam, the world was created. And I'm quoting from Reb Tzadik. The world was created with Reisha Chashucha v'Hadar Nehoira. That is the way Yalfinan Mebriyase Shel Olam. We learn from the creation of the world. Laila is Koidim Layayim. The nighttime comes before the daytime. The nighttime comes before the daytime. And Reb Tzadik says, Ki bechol davar, everything, ha-heder kodem lavaya. You must have heder. You must. You must have lack. As he says, v'chi eshev b'choshech, when I sit in darkness, eida, I know, ki achar kach, afterwards, Hashem or li. The pasuk is v'chi eshev b'choshech, Hashem or li. Hashem la Yehudim ha'isa oira. La Yehudim ha'isa oira, v'simcha, v'sasan, v'ikar. La Yehudim ha'isa oira. Ki kol chaye ha'adam, Murkavin me'azman choshech va'ar. Life is half darkness, half light. We don't want that. We don't want that. But lachol zman va'es. Lachol zman va'es. There's different times. The world exists with darkness and light. Kach choizer chalila. It goes over and over. Raksha choshech koidem, the klipa kodemis lepri. The only way to get to the fruit, the only derech to go to the fruit is through the darkness. In Resise Laila, Reb Tzadik says, Ki me ha'erev ha'boiker nase, from Yisrael Kadosh, me ha'erev ha'boiker nase yom echad, it becomes one day, ha'seder sheyosad Hashem yisbarach bebriya. The way Hashem created the world is Reisha Chashucha V'Hadar Nehoira. First comes darkness, then comes light. The Jewish people start, today is already what? Today is already Thursday. Right now, dark is Thursday. We go after the moon. The moon shines when? At the darkness. The Jewish people are in Gullus, as he brings, right? Matan Torah, what was before Matan Torah? Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to go through Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you get to Matan Torah. Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Ayodei Shvias Ha'arin LePlishtim. Right? And Shmuel Aleph and Beis, right, speaks about it was captured. The Arun was captured. And then the Binyan of Beis Hamikdash. Hagoyrim Lezeh, the Chet of Bnei Eli, okay, it's not for now, the Chet of Nadav Aviyu, Shagarmu Kedusha LeMishkan. Last week's parsha, v'nikdash b'chvoidi. It's the only way. It's the only way you're going to get to light. It's the only way. It's not a punishment. It's not suffering. That's a different conversation. It's reality of life. The reality of life is la'yehudim hoysa oira, oira zu toira, oira zu toira. Why can't I just see the light? That's, you want to know what to daven for on Purim? You daven that you're able to break through and to be able to have that emuna. Emunas chabalelos. What's emuna? Emuna is that I know that my darkness, not that my darkness is going to be over. I know that also. I know that my darkness is going to be over. One day you'll be in the light. There's no question about it. Everybody, one day it's going to all be light. Emuna, part of emuna is understanding that this is the way of the world. To have a great marriage, there's only one way to have a great marriage. Only one way. Only one way. That is to have difficult conversations. To stay up late at night having conversations. To have disagreements. To disagree. And to learn. I always tell couples, the line, and again, it's obviously I'm saying it in a cute way. When couples say, I agree to disagree, let's agree to disagree, I say that means you didn't talk long enough. Because you don't disagree. You got to talk it through. You got to work it through. I'm not talking about, okay, you like pink and I like blue. That's not, or I like, nowadays you have to say, or I like pink, you like blue. Right, what's the pshat? By the way, that was a business thing, not for now. That was a business thing that they did. Boys' clothing were blue and girls' clothing for pink. Look it up, ChatGPT, it's not for now. That was a business thing. It had nothing to do with girls liking pink and boys liking blue. Stop. It's a different conversation, not for now. But the point, my point is you could agree to disagree in those things. But to develop a relationship, that's why I'm not so afraid when guys get married. Why I'm not so afraid when guys get married, especially from here. not scared. Why? Because you know that in order to have a great relationship, you got to work it through. You got to work it through. You have to have conversations. You have to learn to listen. You have to learn to be humble. You have to learn to share. You have to learn to heal yourself. We have the list. We didn't perfect it. Mir Tashem, Hashem, you will be mechazik to do the principles of the yeshiva. Mir Tashem, we have to put up on the wall. Could be we'll have like a footnote, right? We have to have a card that you know you're ready to get married. One of those things that you know you're ready to get married. One of the things that you know you're ready to get married, right, is that I work on myself. I know that I have to work on myself. You have to work on yourself. We both have to work. It's not, what does that mean, working on yourself? What does that mean to work on? It means I have my darkness. It means I have things that I'm insecure about. It means that I have things that bother me. Things are difficult for me. Learning Torah is black letters on white. It's black and white. It's not the R. If you could see the R of Torah, if you could see the Lichtigkeit of Torah, that's Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba, where everything is clear and clear and clear and clear and clear and beautiful and beautiful. And what do they sell us? What's part of the gullus of our gullus? Part of our gullus is that you see pictures of other people. Everybody's having a good time. Why is everybody having a good time except for me? Why is everybody having a good time except for me? Isn't that funny? Because the guy next to you is saying the same exact thing. Everybody's saying the same exact thing. We're taking a selfie at the party. We're taking a selfie at the place, at the beach. Everybody's great. But inside, everyone's like, oh, I wish I had him. I wish I had her. This one wishes this. Why? You know why? Because that's what life is. Because life is challenges. Life is darkness. Life is also light. It's also light. Laihudim haisa oira is that it's not so clear. It's not so clear. We go through gullus. We go through challenges. We have childhood pain. We have childhood hurt. We have whatever it is that we have. That is the way of the world. And everything you're going to do, what happens when you get married? What happens when you get married? So you have your wedding, you have your engagement, you have your party, it's all geschmack, you fall in love. And I tell everybody, I said this recently to someone, I love doing this to them, when they're engaged, they're all excited, oh, could you give us a bracha, could you tell us something? I say, yeah. I start talking about falling out of love. And they're like, what? I say, I always catch them. I always say, oh, you're wondering why am I talking to you about falling out of love? Because the greatest thing in the world is to fall out of love. You know why? You know why? What? Exactly. And then when you fall back in, it's much stronger and deeper. And then know what happens after that, Shalom? Shalom Koko, everybody. Guys, Shalom. Ah. Talk about, yeah, exactly. I want him on my team. He's a guy you want on your team. He's a guy you want. I mean, he's on your team even if you don't want him on your team. That's why you want him on your team. Shalom's a guy who's on everybody's team. He's there for everybody. There for everybody. It's a yid. There for everybody. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Everybody. Always there for everybody. Anybody, everybody, even the guy in Sans, who I thought was going to kill us. I said that story over. The only guy standing, let him stab me. But I'll die knowing that I was there for that guy. That's greatness. I'm the coward who ran away from him. But a legend is a guy who's there. If this is how I'm going to go out, I'll go out that way. I'll go out helping another person on the planet. That's greatness. That's greatness. That's real greatness. I just had this maysa, I'll share with you all. I just told Nachi, Mamish, Bididi Have Uvda Mamish right now, which means this literally happened a few minutes ago. Mamish, maysa that happened, it actually happened within the hour. Someone called me up for money, that they needed a loan for a few days. And I didn't have that money in my account, but I'm close with that person. And I said, you know what? I know that feeling. I know that feeling when you're stuck, You need something from someone, and you don't want to hear from the person. Go ask somebody else. I know that feeling. You're stuck. You need it for a few days. Oh, blah, blah. And this person reached out to me, and I said to myself, sure, I got it covered. And I didn't have it covered. I didn't tell them that. I was like, sure, no problem. I got you. And I knew in my account I did not have that money. Mamish, this bison just happened within the hour. And then the person reached out. I said, send me your Zelle. And I was thinking, okay, I could call this person. I'll work it out for them. I'll work it out. I don't want them stressing it. I'll take your stress for now. I took it on myself, said, don't worry about it. All good. Mamish, this just happened. I went to, right, I used to put in my thing. Now it's Face ID. So I get ready to open my account. And I had this feeling. I said, I have a feeling. I was like, I know why that didn't make sense. I said, okay, if it's not there, I'll ask somebody, figure it out for the person. I said, somehow I'm going to have the money. Mamash just happened. Opened up my account. Within the hour it happened. I just told Nachi the story. Looked at my Face ID. I didn't even look where the check came in from. I had the money to cover for this person. Sent the person to Zelle. I'm like, I love it. That's Purim. Why? Because your Choshech is my R. Your darkness could be my light, and my darkness could be your light. How many times do we feel that we have darkness, and then someone comes over and gives us their light? How many times do I have light, and someone else has darkness? And know what it's about? That's what it's about. Because when we live in a world of Choshech and R, that's why I said the thing about Mishloach Manas. To give to somebody, to give to another yid, to give to somebody what they don't have and you have. When you have something, why did Hashem give Avram Rothman? Why did Hashem give Avram Rothman? Why did Hashem, why? Yeah, I know why. Right. Why did Hashem give Avram Rothman not just a voice. Why did Avram Rothman, I don't know the whole reason, but I know part of the reason. Why did Hashem give Avram Mordechai, Purim? Why did Hashem give Avram such a deep, deep ability to sing and to connect? I have no doubt in my mind to share with the world. No doubt in my mind. Not to keep it for himself. To share it. To inspire somebody else. You don't know right now that somebody could be sitting right now. You have no idea because it happened to be yesterday. Whatever. I don't always get a chance. I was in the car driving with my family and we were listening on our playlist. My kids know like what playlist. I'm very like... controlling more controlling. I'm a little bit controlling of the music that I want to listen to. I'm good. I give my kids a chance, but when we drive, I'm able to like look out and this. I like to connect. I don't want to just stomp a song. Certain songs, I try and be nice, sensitive to my kids, but I'm a little bit like I need that. For myself. I hope it's not too intense for my kids. It probably is, but whatever. That's I'll have to deal with them on that and work on myself. But one of the songs, right? When we say it's Tzama Nafshi Le'Elokim, Ay Nafshi Le'Elokim, Ay Nafshi Le'Elokim, Tzama Nafshi le'elokim, Nafshi le'elokim. Do those? I like the har. Avinei v'yatzuch tarsecha
Ay ve yashmirana b'cholei Ayitzama enafshi lelekem Enafshi lelekem Ayitzama Nafshi lelekem, nafshi lelekem.
Now I don't know. I love it. Oh, thank you. See that? See, how unbelievable. Like, how does that happen? I don't know when you made up that song. I don't know when you connected to that Sama that you knew was going to be Nitzchias. Shalom didn't know when he was in the parking lot that we'd be talking about that story twice already. We don't know when we're having that challenge, when we're in that darkness, when we have that struggle. We don't know that struggle, that darkness can be the light for somebody else. That struggle in itself will end up being the light for myself, for the Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael. I don't know what you had in mind. I don't even know if you remember or whatever. I don't know where you were, what's going on, right? I don't know. We don't know these things. We don't know when we're growing up, when we're 6 years old, when we're in elementary school, when you're in first grade, when you're in second grade, and you're dealing with your father, your mother, your family, your elementary school, your Rebbe, your situation and who you are, that Hashem put you in a place. He put you in a place maybe of darkness, maybe of light. I don't know. But we know one thing. Bereisha Chashucha, the Hadar Nahira. What's Hadar Nahira? It means there will be light. There will be light. We were talking before, I don't know who says, I think the Sfasema says, V'samtem alevavecha. What does that mean? You place things on your heart. Why are you placing it on your heart? Put it in your heart. Why am I placing it on my heart? Why do I place the Torah on my heart? Why do I place the mitzvahs on my heart? Put it in your heart. Put it in your heart. Why on my heart? Because what happens is that you put the Torah, you put the Shabbos, you put the mitzvahs, you put your love for another Jew, you put the krechts, the pain that maybe someone had, and he says this beautiful song. This beautiful song as Nisanel, Lenny, Nisanel sitting there, I don't know, saying, my brother, I wanted to hear it again. I want to be honest. I didn't want to say it again, encore, to make Lenny feel. I mean, I don't know if it felt good that I told you to play it again. Why did I want him to play it again? Because I heard something about loving somebody when it's difficult to love someone. To bring more love to another Yid, to another Jew. We don't know what we go through, why we go through, but we know Hadar Nahira. We know V'samtem al Vavecha. You put it on your heart. What's going to happen? One day, your heart's going to open up a little bit more. Or maybe your heart is opening up now, and it's going to start dripping in more and more of that light, that beauty will drip in into your heart. And the more you pile up on that, the more you pile and you pile and you pile and you pile, right? Vinasnu. We talk about codependence. We haven't spoken about it for a while. We've been on mic for a long time. We got to do a no mic when we come back a little bit. A little bit no mic. Codependence. People say, and codependence is something that you have to be careful. You have to be aware of. You have to be aware of codependence. But at the end of the day, when you give to somebody and you share with somebody and you're there for someone, It will come back to you. That Shabbos that you kept that was difficult for you to keep, and you kept it anyway, that'll come back to you. That Torah that you learned that was difficult for you to learn, and you learned anyway, that'll come back to you. That person who you judged, that it was difficult for you to judge him or her for good, and you tried and you failed, whatever it might be, it'll come back to you. That person who you helped, even if you helped that person because you have trouble receiving, but you helped another Jew, you helped another person, that will come back to you. V'hadar nahira. Hadar, I just thought of the pshat right now as I'm saying it. Hadar means to come back to you. Hadar also means afterwards. The kadma chashucha, the choshech that you go through. Purim. When does Purim happen? Purim doesn't happen right after Sukkot, when we're all clean. Purim happens in the smack in the middle of the year. And what do we say? Every yid is beautiful. Every yid. Anyone have that thing from the Rebbe? You could probably do it with the masks. You have, you know what I'm talking about, Ari? Of course Ari knows it. Ari Garfield. Of course Ari Garfield knows it. You would have dissented, right? Listen to this one. Thank you, Ari. Listen to this one. Oh, it's this long? The Rebbe once was asked, what can we learn from the custom of wearing costumes on Purim? The Rebbe answered, on Purim you see many people dressed in different types of costumes. One is a clown, one is an animal, one you don't even know what he's wearing. Do you get angry or upset with him? Of course not. Why? Because you know it's just a costume. In life, we meet many people. One is impatient, one is angry, one is apathetic. I'm going to add, one is obnoxious, one is narcissistic, one is annoying, one is very superficial, one is old school, angry. I'm making up these. This is not who they really are. It's just a costume. Deep, deep, deep down in their heart, they're warm yidden, full of purity and beauty. We just need to remember that and interact with them with kindness and tenderness and take off their costume, I guess, in our minds and reveal the pure neshama inside each one. Love it. Thank you. Yeah. And you know what one of the darknesses is? One of the darknesses is that it's okay. I'm going to end off with this. One of the darknesses that sometimes we experience is that it's okay even when we don't have that clarity. And when we judge and we are superficial and we're angry and we're impatient and we're judgmental and we're escaping and we're doing averus and we're not who we want to be, and that's a costume. It's okay because sometimes you dress up like that also. It's okay. That's part of the honesty of life, is to be honest with yourself and to say, you know what? Maybe I'm bitter. Maybe I do have shame. Maybe I've done things that I'm not proud of. Maybe I am a little bit immature when it comes to this. Maybe I'm not where I want to be at. Maybe I'm not all that. Maybe I'm just a regular guy who's insecure and who's needs love. I didn't get the love maybe that I thought I was going to get. Maybe I'm not ready to connect the way I want to connect. And that's the costume that I'm wearing now. It's like almost like Like, let's think of the guy in the costume. Let's think about the guy in the costume. When you're in the costume, right, you don't see yourself. You don't see yourself in the costume. You only see the other person wearing the costume. You don't see yourself. You're like, you think you're like regular, but it's good to sometimes look in the mirror while you're wearing a costume and to say it's only a costume. It's only a costume. It's only bechitzoni. It's only bechitzoni. It's only external. It's only external. Deep down, right? We're talking about looking at the other yid like that. I'm looking at the guy who's the clown and saying, he's not a real clown. That's not really who he is. But it's learning to do that with ourselves and really learning to say, like, it's okay. It's only a costume. Like, that's not really who I am. I'm not really someone who doesn't know how to receive. I can learn how to receive. I can learn how to be connected to the Torah. I can learn how to love another yid. I could learn how to do that. I'm so young. I'm so young. We're all so young. I want to tell you that I get very inspired. There's a person here who I just want to say who inspires me very, very much. Who's had an incredible year, he had last year also an incredible year, but another incredible year, and he does it in such a quiet, humble way. Tzvi Singer. Niece's wedding, I just want to say for Shalom and for Tzvi, it started, yeah, they must have heard from us because they were singing Machshavot Tovot and they said Shiduchim Tovim. I was like, where do you guys think you got that from? The band. It was like a 20-piece band. They're like, I said, I don't know the words anymore. I just think that the words are Shiduchim Tovim. That's what everyone was singing. I'm like, yeah, we made that up. Nobody knows that. We made that up. Copyright, exactly. Hashem should help us all. You know, the Egel, it's not really for now. I don't know if we're not gonna have. Well, we don't know if we're gonna have time. Yeah, of course, Zev. Thank you. I. The whole essence of the Egel was that they wanted Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? You know the Chazal that they saw Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's brought down Moshe Rabbeinu. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu died. He was supposed to come down. They saw a bed. He was dead. And they were like, we just want to be close to Hashem. And they didn't like the distance. They didn't like the darkness. That's what he brings down. The Reb Tzaddik brings down. He says, okay, I don't know if I have time to do this all now. But he says, basically, that Yerida, he brings a medrash, Brachos Rabbah, that says that Toiva Tamidis, constant good, Ein Morgash Oida Tainuk VaToiva. You don't feel the goodness when it's constant. He says Betam Nidos BeIsha, Shetei Chaviva Al Baila. The Gemara Nida says the reason there is an institution of a woman being usher to her husband is in order that her husband has more love and wants to be close. When you're far, distance looks good on us. Far, when we're far, and we hate it. We hate it. We hate it. We hate the costumes. We just want to be, I just want to be me. But when I'm not me, then I'm able to want to be me. You hear that? When I'm not me, I don't want to talk about my lack of tie again. I'm totally not bugging out about it. But I'm just saying, like, I couldn't. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm mentioning it because I love it. I love it. I can't appreciate that I'm not wearing a tie if I didn't spend 20 years wearing a tie. And I couldn't say, like, oh. And you know what? Like I said, next week I might go back to a tie. But I'm good like that. You know why? Because, like, I just want to be me. And someone said, like, I think I mentioned this, like, okay, whoa, what are you going to do if you're going to want to wear shorts and t-shirt? I'll be like, then I'll wear a shorts and t-shirt. What do you know? Why do you say no? Why do you say that?
Because it's not coming out of China.
Okay, so good. So good. That so if that's the reason, very good, Reb Zev, I'm a Kabbal. Reb Zev, Reb Zev, Reb Zev, Reb Zev. That is, you know how good it is that Reb Zev said that? You know why? Because Reb Zev took me seriously. He's like, no, you can't. I like that. Because you know I would. Okay, Kavod HaTorah. Okay, I respect that. But the point is that to be true to yourself is not about being true to yourself. Oh, I just thought about this now. Thank you. Erev Purim, this is what happens. I didn't even drink yet. You guys, we'll come together. We'll drink together. I don't mean drink but in a holy way. Come to my house. I'll teach you how to drink in a holy way. Drink like a chas v'shalom, like a goy. Drink like a yid. The yid, we know how to drink. To drink in a deep way. I just lost what I was going to say. But it was like, it's not about being you. It's about wanting to be you, because you'll never really be you until it's all over. You can't really be you because we have a body and we're gashmias and we're physical. But I just want to be me. I want to be me. I want to be me. That's being me. I'm not saying that in a cute way, like, oh, if you want something, then it's like you have it. No. You're not. You'll never really truly be you because you're always trying to be you. And the avoda is to just continue to search. I just want to be more honest with myself. Simcha Bunim. And Pshischa, I think we tapped into that a little bit. We tapped in for everybody. Even if you weren't there, you were there with us. We tapped into that a little bit. I just want to be more true to me. People are afraid. We're afraid of that. There's nothing to be afraid of. That sounds too like, don't be afraid. I'm saying, there's more to be afraid of not being you. There's more to be afraid of me copying. Instead of saying, I need you. Maybe I need you. Maybe I do need you. Maybe I do want to be closer to you. Maybe I wish I could learn. It's such a crazy thing when you think about it. Like, I want the love. I want the love that I never might have had. I want the acceptance. I want the unconditional love that maybe I never had. Okay. I want to feel that I'm enough. Okay. I want to be more true to me. Okay. Okay, Nisanel, you'll learn a halacha with us. Teach us a halacha.
The five rules of Tayales. Rule number three.
Let's just chazer over. First rule is you have to be accurate. What you're saying has to be true. Second rule is, which means, okay, when can I say something that I need to say? The case was someone, you hired a caterer, and the caterer didn't do a good job. So what does that mean? Number one, yeah, you can tell your friend, but it's got to be accurate. Number two, I mean, it's got to be true. You can't just make up something. Number two, you can't exaggerate. You can't say, oh, all the food was terrible. It's not true. The kugel might have been terrible. Number three,
your intention should be for constructive purpose and not as a way of venting your own personal anger.
That's why I say this is one of the hardest. You're good. I'm good. I'm just doing it to help my friend.
A, if you personally had a bad experience with the caterer and still bear a grudge against him, and you should not be telling your friend about it.
Yeah.
B, also you may not reveal the negative information to your friend if you know that your friend will not heed your advice.
Right. Crazy. You hear the level that Hashem holds us to. Hashem should help us all. We should be zoicha. It should be a meaningful fast for everyone. We should be zoicha to daven for each other. Chaz are over. I told you, Sachar, to speak to you, to Ari, and did he speak to you? Okay. Yeah, we'll speak about maybe to divide, to start davening. I already found someone who he's davening for me. I'm davening for him. I don't mind doing that with anybody. I'm saying, please, daven for each other. We should all be zeicha for Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicha to Yeshuas. We're going to be zeicha. We're going to be zeicha to Yeshuas and Nechamas for us and all the Jewish people. Thank you so much.